Okay, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch now, Wednesday night, Or L'Chafei Iyar. And we're doing Siman Samach Zayin. We're doing the Dinim of... No, I'm sorry. Yes, Samach Zayin. The Dinim of Nedarim and Shavuos. And we talked about a Neder L'Dvar Mitzvah. You have to be careful what you say. And we'll start from Sif Hay again. We should know there be Nedarim, someone who makes Nedarim because he needs it to stop getting drunk. So he doesn't have enough willpower. He doesn't have enough willpower for the 12-point program. So he needs that extra boost. The extra boost might be a neder. That he asses wine on himself. He asses alcohol on himself. And, you know, that gives him that extra measure of willpower because he doesn't want to violate his neder. Mishanodin adorim kadevasakin midosov to improve his character traits. I raise the Zoraz and Meshubach. We look with favor, although we usually look with disfavor on the Dorim, but now we look with favor on it. If his motives are pure and he means it lishma, and he has a good, he means well, and he has this purpose in mind, it's only good. He eats too much. He won't eat burgers for a month. And he would drink too much wine, and it's getting to be an alcoholic. For all of us, he was a little too careful about how he looked. The kibbalah of Naziris, where he has to cut off his beautiful hair. And when you cut off all your hair, you don't look nice. You're bald. The Dorm Ka'elu Heim Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Shmo. Those are the good Nedarim. Until now we learned about bad Nedarim, and Nedarim are generally bad, and don't be so frum, and don't try to take things on yourself. It's enough what the Torah forbade you, but sometimes it is necessary. That's why the institution exists, because sometimes a person needs that extra boost. So, they're Avodas Hashem. Bal Eilu Amur Chachamim Zuchanim Levracha Nedarim Siog Leprishus. That's what Chachamim were talking about when they said, because one Gemara says if you make a neder, you're like buying a private altar, which is also. And if you keep the neder, you're bringing a carbon on the private altar, which is terrible. But then you have the Mishnah in Avos, which says Nedarim Siog Leprishus.
If you're not allowed to do it, how would the neder be followed?
No, because it's not usur in that sense. It's not a law in the Torah. It's a bad idea. Chazal are saying it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Now, the Torah is talking about all the Dorim, and we're saying it depends on his motive. If his motive is he wants to be frumer than frum, so that's bad. That's like being bone or bomber. Hashem says, we have the base on Mikdash, it's enough for you. Don't go building a Mizbeach in your backyard. Not a good idea. That's like a nether. You know what? The Torah said, I'm allowed to eat. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to eat meat. That's not a good idea. But if the reason you're neither from meat is because you have a tendency to overeat, and once you eat meat, you start eating other things, and it gets you into a whole lifestyle that you don't want, and you're too weak to fight it, then the Dorim would be a good idea. It would give you that extra measure of strength to stand up to the Yetzirah. And that's regarding that type of neder. It says in the Mishnah and others, applauding the Dorim. The Dorim siog leprishus. It's a fence for abstinence, you know, abstinence keeps you away from bad things. But you know what? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch pulls his punches now and says, don't get into the habit. Don't right away run to Nedarim. Control yourself without a nether. You know, it's not a good idea. It's, you know, if you have to do it, you do it. But once you find yourself doing it often, so it either means it ain't working, or you're using it as a crutch, and you're really supposed to develop self-control without resort to Nedarim. So don't get too used to it. Now, we talked about if Nedarim are good, if Nedarim are bad. Now we're going back to the nitty-gritty of Nedarim. A neder is not chal unless two things coincide. Your mouth, that mouths the neder, and your thoughts that you want. You didn't say it by accident. Maybe you asked bread on yourself and you meant to say bed, and you said by mistake bread, whatever. The Gemara has cases, I meant to say this tree and I said that tree. So all these cases, it's not pivalibo shoving. The peh and the lave don't match. And the Dorim need the peh and the lave to match. If he made a mistake, he didn't mean what he said. He said barley bread and he meant wheat bread, or he said bread and he meant to say wheat bread. It's not chal. You need piv the libo shovin. That's the rule. A very famous phrase. The Dorim needs piv the libo shovin. O shahir belibo neder. If he just did it belave, the hoti besfosa veins a neder. That phrase is called bitui sfosayim. Also a famous phrase in Hilchos Nedarim. The Dorim requires bitui sfosayim. It needs the mouthing of the neder. Verbalization. Mishnah Zion, you may be familiar with, because this is our connection to Nedarim, is either we say we're going to do a mitzvah, and then we realize we have to say Bli Neder, or we bump up against to what it says now in Siv Zion. Mishnah is a chumra, someone who does a chumra. Dvar mamutarim, midina, something that's basically mutter, and he knows it's mutter, but he keeps away from it, machmas yog, to get their precious. He does it as a way of making sure he keeps far away from the iser. You go in betanio, should be made slichus. Let's say he fears spahab. Oshol olecho bosom, oshol olishtus yayim. He eats zayim betamos ve'eleich, till he has the tishabob, v'kayotzibo. So he has a hanhoga tova. Afilo lonoa kein rak pam rishon. If he did it once, but he meant to always do it. He said, from now on, I'm going to bench lift 40 minutes before Shkia. I'm going to do like Minig Yushalayim, or Minig a lot of people on Beit Shemesh. I'm going to do 40 minutes before. So even if you did it once, but you intended to always do it from now on, or you did it three times with nothing special in mind, Oshanoah came Gimel Pomim, the low hisla, and he didn't specify that it should be Bli Neder. The rights of Lachzor, and now he wants to change his mind. It's become an albatross on his neck. He has to make Hatoras Nedarim. Tzorech Hatoras. Right? Even if you say, you don't know, you should always get used to saying Bli Neder. That is why we say Bli Neder. The person, let's say, says to him after davening every day, and he wants to stop. How about it? Yes, to make Hatoras Nedarim.
If you do something three times in a row, is it because it's and you have to keep on doing it, considered a neder,
like,
or
a
is
nether.
It because you have established a chazaka?
Because this is normally what establishes a chazaka, so it's as if you said you're going to always do it, and that's why it's like a neder. It's not a full fledged neder. It's keilu neder. It's a chumra. But it's a chumra that's brought down in the Paiskin. It's what Shulchan Aruch said. You have to make Hatoras and Dharm.
The Hillel said, how about Kabbalah?
I don't know. It depends why you say it. It's good to speak out once that I'm saying Kabbalah if I have time. That's all. You look at Chil and say, I'm saying it if I have time.
It's possibly there's different, but that's like part of the davening. It's really part of the davening.
Yeah. Right.
The Hillel is like an extra thing.
Right.
So
ironically, that would be a kula.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I have to stop it. Ironically, it would be a cooler, but